Now, some of you here are able to maintain awareness during dreams and sleep, and it may be new to others of you. If you're at the beginning of short moments many times, no need to focus on this right now, especially if you're just involved in Inquiry 7 today. We'll keep the focus on that. But I will say a little bit about short moments repeated many times related to dreaming and sleeping. Now, for most of us, we really haven't thought too much about dreams and sleep because we feel like we're a total victim to them. We go to sleep and then we're just not there. And when we're dreaming, all kinds of things happen and we don't have any control over it whatsoever. Maybe once in a while we've been aware that we're dreaming in a dream. Or maybe once in a while we have a good dream, but most of the time they're just nonsense. Well, a couple of things are true about dreams and sleep when one is involved in the practice of short moments repeated many times. First of all, by acknowledging awareness, all of your points of view, whether they're waking, dreaming, or sleeping, come to your assistance in gaining more confidence and awareness. So you might go to sleep and you might have a dream. It may be the worst dream you've ever had. It is a total nightmare. You have no idea what's going on. You wake up breathless and hoping you'll never have a dream like that again. But then you notice that day that everything has loosened up and it's much easier to maintain awareness. You notice that there's much more awareness naturally present. Well, see, we can't figure any of this out, and there's no need to try to or to try to understand it. We can just know that everything is coming to our aid, simply because we've recognized the wish-fulfilling gem of awareness. Now, also, when we're going to sleep, and in a later inquiry, for those of you who are on Inquiry 7 today, there will be much direct instruction on maintaining awareness while going to sleep, so you don't need to think about it too much today. But you could try it anyway, just check it out. When you go to sleep, maintain awareness, and as you fall asleep, you'll notice that the points of view become more subtle. There aren't so many of them. And then they pass into a sequence that's more dreamlike, even though you're still superficially awake. You can identify yourself as being awake, even though there are these sequences of points of view that are phantasmagorical. You don't know where they came from. They don't relate to anything. And then that settles into a non-conceptual state. That's also a point of view. Now, most of the time we go from that non-conceptual state to we're zonked out. We're completely zonked out. But if we maintain awareness at that point, in other words, we don't get wrapped up in describing the subtle points of view or the phantasmagorical images. We don't direct our attention there. We maintain awareness throughout. When the non-conceptual state comes up, we don't say, "Oh God, thank God, all those thoughts are gone. I'm just in this non-conceptual state now. It feels fantastic. I want to stay here forever." So we don't do that either. We don't get into any thinking about them. Instead, the focus is on maintaining awareness. At that point, all the non-conceptual and the conceptual blend with lucid awareness. And there is only lucid awareness without anything else. There may be images that appear. You might recognize that you are asleep, and that there might be some images appearing that might be just one here and there. You may hear some sounds or whatever it is. And you're aware that even though you're asleep, you're aware, and awareness is aware of you. Awareness is aware of sleeping. Awareness is aware of dreams. All of these are self-manifestations of awareness. The sleeping is a self-manifestation of awareness. The dreaming is a self-manifestation of awareness. You are a self-manifestation of awareness. You as the sleeper is a self-manifestation of awareness. So you see, this is extremely convincing in terms of the nature of all the points of view then that you'll have during the day. Because you've taken these two states that you felt powerless over and you've transmuted them into their true wisdom nature of awareness. In this way, you won't feel so affected by the points of view that occur during the day. And if you're really into this practice, you can bring all your dreams to cessation, complete cessation, and never have any dreams at all. Just have utter lucidity day and night. Now, that is not necessary to gaining confidence and awareness. It's not a sign of the appearance of wisdom powers. It's a very convincing and authoritative practice, but it's nothing to get all wrapped up in. Do you see what I'm saying? What's most important is to identify awareness as your bare state of naturalness all the time. That's what is most important. Mm-hmm.